Minerals are a really nice tongue. A lot of times later, as you do this, people talk about energy and shifting energy and feeling the energy. And now it's a really nice time because there's a lot of energy here in the room and everyone's real soft. And to just, a lot of times when people think energy is going to be in like lightning bolts or something real physical, and it isn't, it's so soft, it's like a soft humming. And so now is a nice time, if that's something you've been curious about, to tune into yourself, because it's really right there.
Most of you can probably feel how the energy has shifted in the room from the way it was before to what it feels like now.
It almost feels for me like I'm floating on a cloud and I'm being supported.
It's a good way.
Floating on a cloud and being supported.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. That's what it feels like. It feels, sometimes I feel like lifted out of myself, sort of. That's the way to describe it.
Peaceful.
All of you are very expanded right now. Just, I don't know if you can sense that physically, but I can see it in each one of you. It's like all the edges are smoothed off or softened up. Do any of you have any questions? We're all just getting into the energy.
Would we be in an alpha state?
Many of you would. There are a few of you who are still pretty mental, but many of us would be. That's what the meditative state is the alpha wave level. When you're in the outer conscious state, which we were more of when we were just talking earlier, it's the beta level. And then I guess after that is delta, and then there's theta. Delta is usually where you dream, and theta is deep sleep. Most people don't have conscious recall of being in their theta levels. You might notice when we do these meditations that your body will become warmer, your heart might slow down. That's what happens when you go into that level, that meditative state. It's a very loving, nurturing level. And everything kind of evens out in your body. Your breathing will slow down, your heart rate will slow down, your body temperature will even out. If you're cold, you'll warm up. If you're hot, you'll cool down, that sort of thing.
And also, too, like no matter what she's saying, I'm not one to follow. If there's things you want to work on, it's like this energy is in your day-to-day life. This is the energy that's like we're working towards that we keep all the time. This is just day-to-day, and you move through this, and it doesn't matter what comes. It's just okay, and it just seems to work. So if you can keep this energy up, everything seems to go real nice. So it's not. I don't know anybody can keep it up indefinitely.
Well, that's a really good comment. For instance, this weekend I'm going to be with my husband's family, and there will be a lot of people there who will be in a really grieving state. And although we knew that he was going to be making his transition sometime soon, it was still a surprise. And so this is the energy that I'm going to carry with me to the family, to try to be as supportive and loving as I can be, and to be with them, you know, in their process and in my process too. The loving state is the healing state for everything in your life, whatever it might be, whether it be physical things, emotional, mental, or spiritual. The loving state is the healing state. Okay. That's really all I have for tonight, except to do the closing circle if you'd like to do that again. And I thought when we're in our circle, we might do this. Yeah, let's see, what was I going to do? Probably Om Nam, I can't remember. I think that's it, though. The one I'm thinking of, the words are Om Babaji Nama Om.
Om Kriya Babaji.
That's it. I knew I was forgetting something. Yeah. Om Kriya Babaji Nama Om. This is a chant to help dispel fear, for one thing. It's for many other things, too, but I thought of it tonight, because we were talking about where love is, fear cannot be.
Can I tell them who Babaji is?
Yes, tell them who Babaji is, in case people don't know.
Babaji's
some of them
me.
Don't.
He's a being who's somewhere in a cave in the Himalayas, to my understanding. He's been in physical form for 4,000 years. He is a live physical human being, but he basically also this is a body that this being is running a lot of energy through, and it's to help transform everybody here in Colony and Babaji's room. And that presence, any kind of presence, that's there is no time and there is no space and there is no like separation between things. And if you want to call in, that's why it works to call in the saints, mm-hmm. to call in Christ, to call in Babaji, to call in Buddha. If you need help with someone, whoever feels good to your heart, to call in the angels. If you feel like you really want somebody there with you, you can call them in and they're there. They're right there with you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people who meditate, they'll have different people who meditate with them. Depending on their backgrounds, Christ will be there, the Christ consciousness and stuff. And so that's really accessible to you. We're not really in this alone.
Right.
We're really supportive.
And you can plug this into your own belief structures, however that works for you. Although Babaji is an actual, you might say, avatar, something like that, or a great teacher on this plane at this time, for a long time. You can think of that energy as being any of the great teachers. When we say the word Babaji in the chant, you can think of that as applying to any of the great teachers. But to me, this really helps dispel fear. It's also very strengthening. If I'm driving somewhere at night and I'm not really staying wide awake, I might say this, you know, use this chant over and over, and it really strengthens me. And let's see, do we do this slow and then build to fast and soft? It's slow and loud and then to fast and soft, isn't it? That's the way I'm remembering it. I should have talked to you about this before class, Ro.
Okay, the way I always do it differently. The way I remember it being taught is...
You would.
is that you do it more, you do it louder to begin
That's
with.
That's what I thought.
And then it gets very soft. You drop off to just a soft and internalize it.
Okay. Sorry. Well, let's do it and show them what it feels like. Let's get in the circle first of all. We'll let you hear what it sounds like, and then you guys can just join in whenever. And it'll just keep going until it's finished. So you don't have to worry about stopping it. These guys are in the way. At the right time or whatever. Now, I'll try not to do it too high so everybody can do it.
Om Kriya Babaji Nama Om. 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 Om Kriya Babaji Nama Om.
Thank you.
be open to sense into that wonder, that joy of who we truly are. Allow that love that we have for each other, for all of creation, to flow forth this evening, to touch the world as we go back into our daily lives, into the jobs that we have, into our relationship with our family, our friends. To take that knowing with us, that within us lie all the wisdom, all the knowledge that we will ever need. And we allow gratitude to flow forth this evening too, for the healings that have occurred, for Jimmy, for Kirsten, for Sonia. And for those that were not mentioned, that are in our hearts. And I ask that you all send me love, light, balance for these next few days. Me and my family as we travel north to be with our loved ones. If any of you have a request, feel free to give that voicemail.
I'd like to send some real loving energy to some people here in Tascadero, Jim and Claire, who lost their little boy a year ago and are having a really hard time dealing with it. And I'd like to send them a lot of love and energy to help them get through this time.
Let's just see Jim and Claire surrounded, uplifted, and supported at this time. They will have the wisdom, the knowledge, and insight that they need. About him is that he can embrace life, and he can allow life to embrace him without resistance. He is surrounded by light, and that his own guidance is giving him information and knowledge about how he can easily flow through life.
I'd like to ask first protective energy for my in-laws who are over in Europe right now to see if they have a good, healthy, safe.
Hold Sharon's in-laws in love and light. See them being filled with joy that every experience unfolds in a balanced and harmonious manner. They are safe and protected through every step of their journey and return home, safe and filled with love and light. to the people who are not here tonight. Donna Healy. Joan Wages. Mary Kleeman. And Jim and Debbie Furia. Jim and Debbie also, I would like us all to see them flowing through this weekend with joy and wonder at rediscovery of each other. They're on a marriage encounter weekend. So let's just hold them in love. That we are not alone, that we are truly one with the universe, with our loving Creator, with each other, to sustain us and uplift us through this week, and give us the courage to continue on our path. Thank you all for being here again. You guys are a great class, by the way. I don't know if I said this before, but you know, we're all teachers and we're all students, and it's really a gift to me to have you in my home and to be able to share this time with you. It's very, very special. I just appreciate you all a lot. And I have some cream cheese brownies in the kitchen. I'll make some brewed decaf too and water if you would like it.